Black Girl, White Girl by Joyce Carol Oates. Read by Anna Fields.
Disc 1.
In Memoriam, Minette. I have decided to begin a text without a title. It will be an exploration, I think. An inquiry into the death of my college roommate, Minette Swift, who died 15 years ago this week, on the eve of her 19th birthday, which was April 11th, 1975. Minette did not die a natural death, nor did Minette die an easy death. Every day of my life since Minette's death, I have thought of Minette in the anguish of her final minutes, for I was the one to have saved her. Yet I did not, and no one has known this. The coroner for Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, declared with no ambiguity the precise medical reasons for Minette's death and who the agent of her death was. Such facts are not the object of my inquiry. For facts can be made to distort, to lie. The most insidious of lies is through omission. Many facts were omitted and other facts obscured at the time of Minette's death. I was one of those who obscured facts, for there was the wish to protect my name, and there was the wish to protect Minette after her death. There was the unvoiced wish to protect Minette's family, and there was the unvoiced wish to protect Schuyler College. There was the wish, unvoiced, desperate, to protect the white faces surrounding Minette. 15 years. All this time I have been alive. I have been living, I have even acquired a professional reputation in my field.